I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While news of Hurricane Katrina's devastation took center stage, continued whispers of the persecution of Christians were lost. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says the recent arrests of a wedding party has revealed a truth that may threaten the unity and growth of the church in Eritrea.
There seems to be increasingly informers within the church or who are connected with the church that are tipping the authorities off about church activities. We have to remember that the Eritrean security was trained by the East German Stasi, who were experts at recruiting informers from within religious groups.
Meanwhile, more than 6 million people around the world use sign language, 500 unique heart languages. That's how they talk to everyone important, including God. But it's a language largely ignored. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says that they're doing something about it.
We've been working to create some local studios in different countries around the world where unique sign languages are being signed. And recently we sent a team to Costa Rica to help complete work on a video studio so that sign language translation could be done in that location.
They expect to produce scripture on DVD and video very soon. NSIM is celebrating 100 years of ministry in Malawi. Today, the churches that they've partnered with are still active in reaching still unreached areas in the north and east. Specifically, SIM is reaching the Yao people with the love of Christ. The tribe, nominal Muslims, are receptive to new ideas, and SIM's praying for more workers to serve them. The team also provides leadership training and theological education for church leaders in Blantyre and Lalonde. Way. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.